Disgusting dash anti-Brexit tears put Berlin-style wall manned by armed soldiers on Irish border. By Jack Montgomery on January 27, 2019. Pro-EU activists erected a Berlin-style wall manned by menacing armed soldiers on the border between Ireland and British Ulster to scare people about the supposed consequences of a no-deal Brexit. The stunt, described as a disgusting new low by Brexiteers such as Michael Heaver, given the bloody history along the British-Irish border during the Troubles, saw demonstrators join Mary Lou MacDonald, leader of the Sinn Féin Party, widely regarded as the political wing of the Provisional Irish Republican Army, IRA, raise a concrete barrier studded in camo-swaddled watchtowers, manned by soldiers pointing mock firearms threateningly. Irish Taoiseach, Prime Minister, Leo Varadkar has warned earlier in the week that a no-deal Brexit could involve people in uniform, possibly a police presence, or an army presence to back it up. But backpedaled rapidly after his rhetoric is reckless and irresponsible by the self-same Mary Lou MacDonald mentioned above and opposition politicians in his own country. Varadkar was forced to clarify that the military presence he envisaged would not be Irish, and was therefore by implication British, but the British government has been absolutely clear it has no intention of militarizing the border, and that any hardening of the customs border would involve no more physical infrastructure than the currency border, excise border, and value-added tax border which already exists. Whether it is threats of the Belfast Agreement being undermined or the future need for troops on the border, a lot of hot air has been produced by Dublin, commented Nigel Dodds MP, deputy leader of Northern Ireland's Brexit-supporting Democratic Unionist Party, DUP, which supports Ulster's place in the United Kingdom and currently provides Prime Minister Theresa May's minority government with its majority in Parliament. By talking about troops on the border, Leo Varadkar is being as irresponsible as those building wooden customs huts, dressing in trench coats and smashing concrete brick walls on the border, Dodds added. Such amateur dramatics do nothing to make progress and only play on people's fears. It's complete and utter nonsense. The supposedly all-important to keep the Irish border, a known weak point for national security exploited by people smugglers and organized criminals, has been used as something of a cudgel in the Brexit negotiations, according to prominent Leave supporters. However, as exit day on March 29 approaches without a deal in sight, the EU has begun to crack, with lead negotiator Michel Barnier admitting, "We will have to find an operational way of carrying out checks and controls without putting back in place a border." Varadkar, too, despite his incendiary rhetoric on a militarized border, is said to be privately briefing Irish politicians that customs checks will be carried out at EU ports such as Calais rather than the border with Brexit Britain, on which the Irish economy is massively dependent in terms of trade. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.